USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Starting Wednesday, Texans will no longer have to wear masks in public places, and businesses will be allowed to open up to full capacity. Governor Greg Abbott announced last week he was lifting those restrictions, but health experts say with the UK variant of the coronavirus rapidly spreading, it's too soon to remove all restrictions. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert at Johns Hopkins University and tells CBS News that states that want to open businesses up should leave their mask mandates in place.
So I think if you're going to increase capacity at restaurants and stores, you need to keep the mask mandate in place the way states like Connecticut and Massachusetts have done. Masks are going to be with us for some time until we get enough people vaccinated that we don't have to worry about community transmission. We're going to get there. So I would urge states that are opening up, go ahead and do that, but keep the mask mandate in place because we know that that's going to make all of that reopening much safer.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Starting Wednesday, Texans will no longer have to wear masks in public places, and businesses will be allowed to open up to full capacity. Governor Greg Abbott announced last week he was lifting those restrictions. But health experts say that with the UK variant of the virus rapidly spreading, it's too soon to remove all restrictions. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert at Johns Hopkins University and tells CBS News that states that want to open up businesses should leave their mask mandates in place.
So I think if you're going to increase capacity at restaurants and stores, you need to keep the mask mandate in place the way states like Connecticut and Massachusetts have done. Masks are going to be with us for some time until we get enough people vaccinated that we don't have to worry about community transmission. We're going to get there. So I would urge states that are opening up, go ahead and do that, but keep the mask mandate in place because we know that that's going to make all of that reopening much safer. And businesses that are in places where there is not a mask mandate, they should keep their employees, keep their customers wearing masks because it makes it safer from a business operations standpoint.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A record number of migrant children are being held on the southern border, according to the Border Patrol. More than 3,200 children were being held in facilities intended to temporarily hold adults as an influx of unaccompanied minors has overwhelmed facilities on the border in recent weeks. Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration can no longer deny that their policies caused the surge. The Tennessee Republican tells Newsmax TV comments from the White House are the direct cause.
They can no longer say that this is not a crisis, that they have not mismanaged this situation, and they can no longer say we didn't cause this. It just happened. Because you're hearing from people coming to the border that they heard the president's remarks and therefore they came to the border. When you have the DHS secretary and the president's spokesperson going out here and saying, don't come now, just wait, don't come now. What they're saying is, we will allow you to illegally come. This is saying we will allow you to break the law.
And 5 tickets to the NCAA tournament were punched Tuesday night. Number 1 Gonzaga remained undefeated in taking the West Coast Conference title with an 88-78 win over BYU. Oral Roberts beat North Dakota State 75-72 to claim the Summit League's automatic bid. Drexel, Mount St. Mary's, and Cleveland State also punched their tickets to the dance Tuesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.